let's go to the KRDO Newsline, have some fun right now. And speaking of fun, how would you like to learn to skate at Seritage Ice Arena and Acacia Park Rink? That's going to be coming up this very soon. You know, there's people like the program administrator for Seritage Ice Arena, Greg Sabino. He can get on those skates and just glide around the ice and just with the greatest of ease. And then there's me, where my ankles buckle and I fall down on the ice. Greg, did I describe that right?
Yeah, spot on.
So let's talk about that. Do you find that there's many people that don't know how to ice skate?
I think so. It's kind of one of those unique activities where it doesn't have as much exposure. So it's not something that everyone has necessarily heard of, but that's something that we try and help by providing different programs, especially something like Learn to Skate.
Well, let's get into it. What is this Learn to Skate program all about, and when can people take advantage of it?
So Learn to Skate is a national program that is helped by U.S. Figure Skating, which is a local national governing body. The curriculum ranges from, you know, people who have no experience skating all the way up to helping Olympians, you know, and their training.
Yeah.
It's pretty all inclusive. You know, we have classes for younger kids and their families where the parents can skate with their kids. We sort of move into you know, some of the more basic skills classes, which are really helping bridge the gap in the you know, the skaters' knowledge and their talent levels. And we also offer classes for adults.
Do you find that it's not on the top of like parents' minds or anybody's minds to, you know, like they're thinking about something to do and they're like, hey, why don't we go over to the soccer game or why don't we go to the movie? I mean, learning to skate is not on the top of people's minds, but it should be because it's a really fun activity, isn't it?
It is a really fun activity. And I think it also, you know, there's a lot that you can do with it as well. And whether that's, you know, if you want to progress into, you know, figure skating, or if you wanted to do something with hockey, or if you just want to use it as a recreational sport, you know, it provides a lot for whoever's doing it.
Right. Now, when you interviewed for the job of program administrator, did you have to know how to ice skate?
I think it definitely helps. It's not I needed to know, but I grew up playing hockey here in the Springs.
Oh, that's great.
And so, so it's just something that, you know, kind of caught my attention, and it definitely helps when, you know, if there's ever a situation where I need to go out and help out myself.
The fear factor for someone that's never put on ice skates, how do you overcome that? I mean, during this Learn to Skate period, which, by the way, when does this happen? Can people just go to Seritage at any time of the day and learn to skate? What is the program about?
So the program runs in sessions. Okay. We're actually getting ready to fall session. That'll start on September 12th. We have classes on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday mornings.
Okay.
And you sign up and you show up and we put you into a class and you have a coach that basically helps you move through different progressions of skill levels as you get better and better at skating.
Do they put the skates on, and then is there a lot of grabbing the side rails? in other words, do people kind of, they have to sort of trust themselves, right? So there is a lot of stability in the actual skate, the way it's designed, isn't it?
Yes, there is. And it can sound a little daunting sometimes, but I think, you know, once most people get out there and kind of, you know, get the feel for it a little bit, it starts to become a little bit more natural. And again, that's part of the coach's job too, is to kind of help guide the technique into help build the confidence of the skaters.
Yeah. The way I skate is sort of the Rocky and Adrian scene when they go out on the ice. That's sort of what I've been been doing with my wife. But it sounds like the program is going to be a lot of fun. By the way, if you missed those dates or anything here that we talked about with Greg, you can go back to KRDO.com, go to our podcast page, and listen to the entire thing, including when you can learn to skate. Excellent. Greg, you're always welcome on the show. We're really going to try and help everybody get out and get some great exercise, because ice skating is great exercise. And of course, when it gets colder, Acacia Park will be the place to get out there and do some skating as well. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Dan.
Anything else you want to add, by the way, that I missed?
No, I don't think so. You pretty much covered all of it, I think.
Excellent.
I want to get the amount of options that are available.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Greg. We appreciate your time as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road.